Investor Brand Network, IBN, a multifaceted communications organization engaged in connecting public companies to the investment community, is pleased to announce the launch of the Stock to Me podcast as part of its sustained audio communications effort to provide specialized content distribution via widespread syndication channels. The following Stock to Me podcast is an Investor Brand Network audio production and may feature a client partner of IBN. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this podcast. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today is your host of the Stock to Me podcast.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us once again for the Stock to Me podcast brought to you by the Investor Brand Network. I am excited to introduce to you today Lomit Patel. Lomit Patel is the Vice President of Growth at ImView. Prior to ImView, Lomit managed growth at early stage startups including Roku, Trusted ID, who was acquired by Equifax, Texture, who was later acquired by Apple, and Earthlink. Now, Lomit is a public speaker, an author, an advisor, and a recognized as a mobile hero by Liftoff. Lomit's new best-selling book, Lean AI, is a part of Eric Ries's The Lean Startup Series, which is now available at Amazon. Lean AI was featured in a great article back in September, and the link to that article can be found at lomitpatel.com. That's LOMITPATEL.com. And of course, you can also visit theleanai.com. With that, let's welcome our guest today to the show, Lomit Patel. Lomit, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Stuart. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. So I gave a little bit of your background there, but if you would tell us a little bit about yourself, add some context and some color to what I just said about your background.
Yeah. So my background has primarily been working with a number of different startups. I've been fortunate to have joined companies early enough. So my role has always been to head up growth. And then that encompasses primarily, how do companies acquire new customers? How do they retain customers? But more importantly, how do they monetize and develop the right business models to really turn those businesses, which are products and services, into billion-dollar brands and valuations? So it's been great. You know, I've been in Silicon Valley for a long time now, but it's been a fun ride getting to work with a number of these brands that have gone on to becoming really successful.
Yeah, and I know that that's given you a seasoned background, which led you to author this book, again, a best-selling book, The Lean AI or Lean AI. Talk to me a little bit about the book, but also let's talk about Eric Ries's entire series, The Lean Startup Series.
Yeah, just to dovetail into the book, the quick background on the book is Eric Ries is a world-famous author who wrote the book, The Lean Startup, and the book was actually written while he was one of the co-founders at ImView, which is a company where I'm working at right now. So a lot of the things that he had talked about in that book was based on things that he had practiced and learned at ImView. And to sort of fast forward, that book was primarily around how startups can develop products and services better, faster, and smarter by taking an iterative approach of really sort of creating a minimal viable product and using real customer feedback to sort of influence how the product and service would eventually get developed before it gets to the market. And what I've done here, and I've been with this company, ImView, which is the world's largest avatar-based social network for the last 4 years, was really to apply a similar framework, but it was all around how could we grow better, faster, and smarter, especially in this competitive space. And so a lot of the things that I applied was all around AI and automation. And I was able to apply that pretty early on before a lot of companies were doing that. So having had the opportunity to sort of practice what I was sort of preaching, and sort of seeing the profound impact that it's had on our, not only on our business here at Enview, but also a handful of companies that have been cutting edge that do apply similar principles. And these are companies that most people probably recognize, like Netflix or Uber or Airbnb, which have gone on to obviously become super successful. But it's all around using your data and turning your data into a superpower for growth by really taking insights in real time and applying that to optimize and grow the business. And that's kind of what the book is about. And the whole idea for writing the book really came from talking about it with Eric and him really telling me and encouraging me that he thought that, you know, everything that we've done at Enview in the past like 4 years has been phenomenal. And it would be great to really take that knowledge and share that so that other entrepreneurs and co-founders and businesses which are looking to grow better, faster, and smarter could really be able to leverage AI and automation, which is really going to be the next wave of really helping businesses to grow more successfully. And so that's how the book idea sort of came about. It was really from Eric encouraging me and from me speaking a lot about the whole idea and incubating it at different conferences and coming to realize that a lot of companies really weren't really applying this across the board, but there was a lot of interest on the area. So it gave me an opportunity to really be able to give something back to other startups and entrepreneurs, similar to what Eric did with the Lean Startup that he had written previously.
Well, Lomit, if I'm understanding you and what you just said, so the opportunity is there for smaller companies, startup companies, to behave and react in time just like some of their larger counterpart, larger corporations, through the analysis of data and through the use of AI. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, it is. So one of the things that people need to realize is that in this day and age, they have so much access to their customer data that they never had previously. And one of the benefits of having all of that treasure trove of data is trying to sort of figure out, you know, what are the insights and the value on that? And that's where a lot of smaller companies get tripped up, because they don't really have the resources and the big teams that a lot of the big companies have, where they can throw a lot of like analysts and data scientists to really sort of dig into the data and to surface all these insights. But now I feel with Lean AI, and I write about this in the book, is that the playing field is definitely more evened up now, because there's a lot of platforms and tools. You can either build these or you can potentially leverage a lot of these capabilities that are sort of built into these different tools and platforms that are available in the marketplace, where you can kind of take your customer data and sort of pipe it into these platforms. And these platforms are able to sort of take a look at what the data is saying and be able to surface insights based on the goals and objectives that you're looking to do. For example, if you're looking to try and identify who are your best customers, you'll be able to surface insights into, for example, you should be targeting females that are aged 18 to 24 that index highly on fashion and live in San Francisco. It'll be able to get very granular on giving you these insights. So then you can take these insights and be able to target those right types of users that are most likely to purchase your product or service and be able to drive the highest lifetime value or revenue. That's one example. And another example is, you know, which channels do you spend your money on? Because for the most part, a lot of companies now spend their money on places like Google and Facebook. But in order to really get Google and Facebook to be able to optimize your campaigns as efficiently as possible to get you the best return on investment, it needs certain types of data. And again, with Lean AI, you'll be able to pipe the right type of data insights going into these different platforms so that it enables their AI to get better and smarter to help you identify the right types of customers and be able to find you more of those types of customers on their different platforms and networks. And at the same time, when the data can also help you identify what's the right user experience you'd want to showcase to different users based on where they're coming from, that will ultimately lead them to get better engaged into your product or service. And so there's a lot of different things that you can glean from data. But the challenge has been for a lot of small companies and startups previously is trying to find resources and time and the investment to really glean those insights. But now, you know, a lot of those challenges are overcome by really applying AI, because AI is actually built to really take a treasure trove of data and be able to take that data and be able to figure out what are the insights and the most valuable insights for your company based on the outcomes that you're looking for, which could be either to acquire more customers, to retain more customers, or to drive more revenue from those customers.
Fascinating stuff. I mean, there are advantages to being small and a startup in the sense that you can be lean and mean, you can be reactive as well as proactive, whereas some of your larger companies and competition are going to be stuck behind large decision processes, also known as paralysis by overanalysis. And so what you're saying is that not only do you have this benefit of being small and lean and mean with a lower burn rate, but now you have leveled the playing field through the use of artificial intelligence. Now, Lohmit, as I said at the outset, you're not just a best-selling author, you're also a public speaker and, of course, an advisor. And so I'm sure you've been out and about somewhat here in the year 2020, and you can see what I'm leading up to. 2020 has obviously been a year that has provided novel and unique challenges to people like yourself, but of course, businesses in every sector. And so as you see it, and I've spoken with other authors and asked them the same question, I think there might be, of course, we don't want to call it really a silver lining, but companies have had to cut through a lot of waste, a lot of decision-making fodder, if you will, to get to a decision quicker. AI can help with that. But let's get your take on the global pandemic, its impact on companies, and how, again, AI can assist them in overcoming these challenges.
Yes. And, you know, I've definitely been speaking a lot this year at different virtual events. And the theme has generally been the same in terms of the topics that I talk about and the questions that I get from a lot of the audiences. And a lot of the audiences comprise of like either business owners or co-founders or CEOs of different startups. And the big challenge for every company has been to try and figure out how to survive through this pandemic for the most part. There's certain business sectors that have obviously benefited from the pandemic, like healthcare or entertainment or gaming apps, but there's also been a lot of sectors that have been severely impacted, like travel. But you know, one of the things that I've been sort of talking about, and that seems to be resonating well with a lot of the different audiences, is that this is really a big opportunity for companies to kind of take a step back and to really figure out how can they apply the principles of being lean again, because the idea is, now, how can you get more things done with less? And unfortunately, there's, you know, one of the trends that's definitely starting to pick up, and where AI has really been able to accelerate the digital transformation on, is the whole area of automation. Because now, you know, one of the things that obviously that we'd spoken about earlier, which was all of these insights that AI can get from digging into data, but the other part that AI can do too that we didn't really touch on is be able to automate a lot of processes and tasks that generally required a lot more human or manual intervention to apply those insights. And now, with a lot of the technology that's in place, there's a lot more areas for companies to be able to automate a lot of tasks and processes. An example being on the marketing team, when it comes to acquiring customers, you know, one of the things that we've seen that we've applied at MBU, that a lot of our companies are now starting to apply across the board, is to try and automate the tasks and processes on managing different advertising campaigns, how to develop different creatives that go into these campaigns, how to automate a lot of the customer support and services, where, you know, there's more automated chats and bots now versus hiring more people in call centers to respond to different questions and queries, as well as getting smarter around optimizing for forecasting sales and inventory, which had been one of the challenges for a lot of e-commerce businesses during the pandemic, was try and forecast and ensure that your supply chain doesn't get disrupted. So these are areas where AI is being applied, and a lot of the tasks are being automated so that, you know, there's less people that need to be involved in the transactions in between the insights and the execution piece. And so I would say going into 2021 and beyond, one area that a lot of companies have been talking about and will continue to adopt is really more around automation and be able to figure out how they be able to grow their businesses and be more efficient with less human dependency.
Well, and that takes me into my next question. Let's look at 2021, as there is a sense of optimism around a vaccine here in the United States and around the world. We have a hint that we may return to some sense of normalcy by spring 2021, at least by the summer of 2021, and business practices pick up again. Just asking you from a personal level, as you look forward into 2021, how do you see business adjust back to another new normal, since our new normal is right now within this global pandemic? Things are going to shift. People have become smarter, as I just said. People have become lean by necessity. Do you see people backsliding into old practices, or will this, as we said at the outset of the last question, actually turn into a lesson learned and a new point of emphasis moving forward to rely on AI, to rely on, again, Occam's razor, which is philosophically saying, hey, get to the core of the argument, get to the core of the matter, and move forward quickly and decisively, or be left behind?
So what I feel is going to happen, and I've heard this from other thought leaders as well, which is primarily what's happened in 2020, for the most part, if we think about consumers, is that we've been forced into adopting new habits. And primarily, a lot of those habits revolve around being highly dependent on digital devices, whether that's for entertainment, for news, or for shopping. I don't think there's going to be a backslide happening from that standpoint, but what's going to happen going into 2021 and beyond is a lot of the traditional businesses that, for example, retail, that weren't as buttoned up when it came to e-commerce, I feel have definitely had to really fast learn adopting e-commerce as being a key proponent of their business strategy. And I think that's going to continue to grow because more people are going to be spending and shopping online than previously. I feel when it comes to, like, with healthcare too, one of the reasons why we were able to be so quick around trying to find a cure and a vaccination that generally takes 5 years was that through AI, it was able to accelerate a lot of the testing and the clinical trial data and processing that. So, you know, I feel moving forward, finding cures for different pandemics, I feel the timeline to find those cures are going to get shorter. And, you know, people are going to be spending more time on digital devices, primarily mobile. So, I feel companies need to continue to evolve and adopt digital transformation and in order to survive and thrive moving forward, be able to put a much bigger emphasis on trying to provide a great user experience on digital channels for not only their current customers, but for the future customers that they're looking to attract over to their businesses.
Well, before I let you go, Lomit, tell us a little bit about what's next for you here in 2020 as we wrap up the year and into 2021.
So for me, it's been a busy and good, great year, you know, from a business standpoint. You know, we've definitely seen a huge, profound shift on growth at Enview. And one of the things for us going into 2021 has just been, you know, one of the things that we started doing more of this year was just expanding our business globally, going into new countries. And that's something that we're going to continue to build on going into 2021 and increasing our reach and footprint on a global scale.
Well, listeners, once again, we're speaking with Lomit Patel. He is the best-selling author of Lean AI, which is part of Eric Ries's The Lean Startup Series. You can get this at Amazon and, of course, at Lomit's own website, lomitpatel.com. You can also visit theleanai.com. Lomit, thank you so much for your time here today at the Stock to Me podcast. We really appreciate your time, and I wish you best of luck in all things here in 2020 and well beyond.
Thanks, Stuart. Same to you. It was a pleasure being on the show, and wish you all the best going into 2021.
Well, thank you so much. For Lomit Patel, this is Stuart Smith saying stay tuned for the next Stock to Me podcast.
The following Stock to Me podcast was an Investor Brand Network audio production. IBN is a financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. IBN holds no shares of any company named on the IBN sites, brands, and/or podcasts. To be clear, all officers, directors, and independent contractors of Investor Brand Network hold zero positions in and do not trade or intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with the registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This podcast audio interview by Investor Brand Network is not intended to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.